that melodic tune must mean it's time for another episode of Philosophy by Marcus Tenacious Noggin. I do have an extraordinarily large head, and I do stick to a point, even when others might wisely give up long before I do. That might be why my mama named me Marcus Tenacious Noggin. Empty noggin at your service. Welcome to Leap Year. You also get to enjoy Leap Day this week, which I call work an extra day for no payday. Not me, of course, but most of us sheeple will go to work on Leap Day not thinking about the fact that we're working an extra day we didn't work last year for the exact same pay as last year. Did you get a raise this year equal to another day's pay? Well, then you're working for free. I work on a contract of so many days a year, so my daily rate stays the same. I'll finish working in the exact same amount of days as I did last year, but I'll be done a day earlier this year. I won't get paid any more money, but I'll be done a day earlier. Just another day to sit back and enjoy the sunshine and contemplate the money I'm not making that day. But at least I won't be working. But most of you will work that extra day for free. My salary stayed the same, but yours will go down 1/260th if you work 52 five-day weeks in a year. If you make $100,000 a year, that's about $400. If you make half that, then you gave up $200 this week to help adjust the calendar. But empty, you might be saying. We would be working 52 weeks anyway. It doesn't matter if there's an extra day or two thrown in there. But think about it. You may think you get paid holidays, but maybe it's just another day you're not getting paid. Unless you get extra for showing up that day and working, you're just cutting down the number of days you can earn money. That's what makes me laugh about people getting all excited about holidays. We work from day to day looking forward to those special holiday breaks or to another three-day weekend, but unless you had the choice to go to work and make more money, you're just giving up another day of pay. I'm surprised we don't have more holidays, and most of the people I work with gripe about not having any holiday breaks in March. Or think about it this way. Last year, you didn't work on Leap Year Day, and you got paid the same for what you're getting paid this February. Where's the extra pay for the extra day? I know it might hurt your head just thinking about it, but every 4 years, most of us work an extra day for the same pay. Well, here's another way to think about it. If you're on a daily contract like me, working just so many days a year, taking a holiday, which I don't get paid for, means I have to work one day more before my contract is up. Not having a holiday in March means I'm done a day or two earlier than otherwise. It is one of the reasons I hate spring break or hunting vacation or harvest holidays. Beat vacation just means I have to wait until later in the year to finish up my contract of so many days a year. The rest, you don't even think about it. Most of us just go to work every day we're told to and rejoice at the sign of a break, when really, a break should mean we could have the potential of making some more money. In other words, we get happiest when we have to take time off and not get paid. I do believe in time off, but if the time off isn't paid, then it's just sitting around. This does make me jealous of those people who have paid holidays. If you get 2 weeks of paid holiday, those are days you're not working but still getting paid. But the real test would be if you decided to cash those days in, could you still go to work and get paid more? Working's a funny thing. Most of us define our lives around it. We are what we do. We call ourselves bankers and farmers and liars, but mostly we're workers. As long as we show up and do the work, we get paid. Walking around saying you're a liar without doing work equals no pay, so whatever you say you are, remember this week to show up and do the work, even if it isn't lying. You might as well show up and work. If you don't, you might lose an opportunity to be working at all. So, an extra day every 4 years don't seem like much sacrifice. On Leap Day, you're probably leaping straight into a day without pay. Just remember, you heard it here first from Marcus Tenacious Noggin. Just MT to you and my closest friends.